destiny. Double GJTL bringing in Jeremy Camp, Christ to me. Hi, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Kaylin and Frebby at 7:03.
Hey, tune in to the afternoon drive today for WJTL's Summer of Adventure Contest. Every weekday in June, you'll have a chance to win a pair of base camp passes to Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. So get the details at our contest blog at WJTL.com. I mean, we're already into the third week of June, so these are your last opportunities to get in there. So definitely listen and tune in.
Our very special guest today, our friend Steve Schwartz is here. Steve, the executive director of Hope Served. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, we love having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, I'd love to say hi to my wife and my sons and my grandson, Xavier.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful to have you here. Tell us all about Hope Served.
So Hope Served was founded here in the Mannheim area about 4 years ago by a woman named Kelly Harnish. She has a number of kids with disabilities that she adopted, and as she got involved in that world, met many other families with similar challenges, and so founded this organization with the goal of helping folks with disabilities get jobs in the community.
And our listeners would know Kelly because that's Olivia's mom. Olivia was on our morning show for a while, and her husband Dale helps at Kids Cookie Break as well, so that's pretty cool. So what exactly are you doing working with the kids with disabilities?
So it's actually adults. We're working with adults of all ages with disabilities, and the focus is helping them get jobs in the community in mainstream ways, like not in sheltered settings, but actually working in the community. So we've started a coffee roasting business. We have our own brand of coffee called Hope Served Coffee. We also make greeting cards, and we have a cafe on the campus of Pleasant View Retirement Community called Hope Served Cafe that's open daily.
And as soon as you're done here, you have to run and open it up this morning.
I do. Come see me this morning from 8 to noon at Pleasant
View. That's very cool. How did you guys get into roasting coffee, and what was the idea behind that?
Well, one of our board members has a coffee roasting business. He's blind, and it was a business that he taught himself in his retirement to do that he'd be able to do being a blind person. And so he's been teaching us how to do it. And so we've developed our own blends and our own roasts, and we're really trying to develop high-end coffee.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how often is your cafe open?
It's 8 to noon, Monday to Friday at this point.
Very cool. If folks want more information about Hope Served or about the coffee or cafe, can they find that online?
Yep. HopeServe.org.
And you guys have an event coming up that you're pretty excited about. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a benefit concert. Mitch McVicker, who was a songwriting partner of Rich Mullins, is coming to the area Saturday evening, June 28th. We're hosting it at Harrisburg Brethren in Christ Church because it's kind of central to the area that Mitch has played in the past. And so love to have you join us. Go to HopeServe.org, click on the events page, and tickets are $10. We'd love to see you there.
We're going to talk more about that concert coming up and more about Hope Served. We'll want you to stick around for that. Hope Dars, Patrick Mayberry. More music on the way. Intern Josiah is here too with your weather forecast.